there was a young couple just starting out, and they got a job working in a funeral home. And one day the husband got very sick, so they went to the hospital, and sure enough, the doctor said, "You have kidney stones. You won't be able to return to work for a few days." And the wife turned to the husband and said, "Should I call the funeral home?" And the nurse in shock said, "He's not that sick." I know. Sometimes we misunderstand because we don't know the whole story. Perhaps you have heard it said often, forgive and forget. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says forgive and remember. Let me give you two brief examples. Jacob had 12 sons. The one he loved the most was Joseph, to whom he gave a wonderful coat of many colors. You perhaps even saw the play Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. He was beloved by his father, and he could interpret dreams. And he told his brothers that he had a dream that someday they would bow before him. Well, that's all the brothers needed to hear. He's full of himself. The father loves him. And in the heart of his brothers was born jealousy and envy. And they said, "We will kill our brother." And they wanted to do that until one of the brothers intervened and said, "Let's sell him into slavery into Egypt." And so they sold their beloved brother into slavery and told their aged father, Jacob, "The son whom you loved is dead." Family love. Horrible. But Joseph went through many trials, not knowing the language, ending up in prison. But eventually, with his faith in God, he becomes one of the leaders of Egypt. And his brothers experience a famine in the land, and they go to beg for food. And they end up in Egypt before Joseph, not knowing that this was their young brother that many years before they had sold into slavery. Now imagine, forgive and remember. He noticed that they were his brothers. He could barely contain himself. And finally, in Genesis chapter 45, he reveals himself to his brothers who wanted him dead and says, "So Joseph said to his brothers, 'Come near to me, I pray you.' And they came near, and he said, 'I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt, and now do not be upset or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve your life. For famine has been in the land these 2 years and will last another 5. And God sent me before you to preserve your life.'" What a beautiful thing it is, even in tragedy and betrayal, to see how God can twist evil into goodness. How someone who meant to do you harm can create in you a resilient spirit. Someone can make your backbone resilient and your heart soft to the commands of God. When Williams founded Rhode Island and the Providence Plantation, he named the capital Providence because God's providential care is evident. Let me give you a parallel to this story. The second story is Jesus, who is related to Joseph and in many ways reflects him. Pontius Pilate said Jesus was crucified because of jealousy. He was a good rabbi. He spoke well. The people listened to him. And the religious leaders of his day said, let us kill our brother. And they hung him on the cross. And he was sold by one of his disciples, Judas, for 30 pieces of silver, which is the price of a slave. And Jesus on the cross said, forgive them, they know not what they do. And on Thomas Sunday, the Sunday after Easter, when he appeared to the apostles and Thomas was there, he said, put your hands in my wounds. Jesus did not forget that he was crucified. And he wanted the apostles to remember that they were partly responsible and that he had forgiven them. Being forgetful is not a virtue, but remembering what has been done to you and learning from that, and learning that God can take anything and make it a virtue, that we have the capital punishment instrument of the cross, and we think of the love on the cross. That for Christians, we make the sign of the cross and say, where Judas sold him for 30 pieces of silver, where his apostles ran away and rejected him, Jesus said, I have the wounds even in heaven, but I have forgiven you, and what you thought was a horrible evil, I have turned into the instrument of your salvation. So forgiveness for us is not about forgetting. It is about fighting for freedom, about seeing God's providential care, about seeing the opportunities that are still available, not of the things that have been lost. There is no future in the past. There is no future in hatred or retribution. But for everyone, there is a great future of freedom and possibility when we learn how to forgive and remember what was done and turn that into God's saving grace. Forgive early, forgive often, because forgiveness is not one thing. Jesus said we should forgive 70 times 7. Sometimes the pain comes in your heart for days and years. But every time you forgive, you give hope an opportunity to rise, and you give your life an opportunity to be lived. So forgive always. Remember what was done so that you can become a better person from what happened to you. Slava Isusu Christum.